Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz is a vision of all that is jazz, both traditional and contemporary, domestic and global. Here's your host, Trish Hennessy.
Well, thank you so much, Dave. Mercy. Such a pleasure and a comfort to hear that voice. Woo! Let me tell you something. A lot has been said since Friday and the absolutely tragic scenario of Newtown, Connecticut and Sandy Hook Elementary School. Here's what I want you to do today as you're listening to the show. I want you to just let the emotions flow. Don't hold anything back. We are not going to do anything but try to uplift you and to give you some hope, to give you some inspiration, hope, holiday music, and a lot of hunship. That's what we do in Baltimore. And the big hun, Slim Man, is coming your way at the top of the 3 o'clock Eastern Time hour. So, of course, we're doing this live right now, and you can hear it in the archives. The reason for Slim's visit today is because he's coming back home, living in Nashville now, and he's going to do a big show for the benefit of the Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital. So, it's about kids today. It's about remembering. It's about cherishing. It's about appreciating. Oh, here I go so early in the show, the holiday season in particular. All right? Let's just do it. Let's just appreciate the season as much as we can. This is Jerry Mulligan and Paul Desmond, Winter Song on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Beginning of the show is going to be this kind of day. Let me tell you something about Jeff Washington, my friend from Philadelphia. Guitarist, writer, performer, actually multi-instrumentalist. He wrote that song about 2 days ago. It's called Angels, and it's all about the children that were taken from us at Sandy Hook Elementary School. Jeff had this vision in mind about angels, and he arranged and mixed with no lyrics in front of him. He just went as he went in the recording studio, and it came out like that. I was so overwhelmed when he put that on my Facebook page. Normally, I don't necessarily welcome that, but I know his heart. Jeff has been around for a while, born in New York City, now a Philadelphia resident. He has performed in all different kinds of formats. He has played with some of the best. He is one of the best. He's actually been on TV in quite a few TV programs. If you go to jeffwash.com, you'll learn more. But know that this song was written completely from inspiration and anguish. It's called Angels, and hopefully you'll be able to get a hold of Jeff and make sure you get your own copy. There is going to be a new album coming out from Jeff early in the year. So jeffwash.com either has the information now or will have the information. Thank you, Jeff, for giving that song to all of us and making sure you made it a point to send it to me yesterday. God bless you. Woo! Slim Man. Yes, my dears. He is going to be here at the top of the third and final hour of Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. And what you heard was something different. You didn't hear the Slim Man vocals this time. What you heard was from his absolutely wonderful CD, Christmas Eve. Now, this came out in 2008. Wee Wee Music. OUI. OUI. Baltimore-based establishment hun. And who you heard on keyboard there, Tom Alonzo on piano. And Slim Man is going to be doing his vocal magic a little bit later on. But if you want to get a hold, honest to goodness, of one of the definitive holiday albums for romance and warmth and feeling it, oh my goodness, feeling it, Christmas Eve by Slim Man is it. And we'll be talking about this quite a bit, but you ought to know that if you are in the area or can be in the area, one of the more wonderful restaurants in Little Italy is the host, once again, of the annual Mount Pediatric or Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital benefit show that Slim's going to do this Thursday, and it's going to start at 6:30. Just got my friend Ron Abrams to say he's going to go. My friend Allison's going to go. Hopefully Joy Hall will be there. I think I'm bringing tea. It's going to be a very, very simple show, and we want as many donations as possible to the hospital because they are in urgent need of some items, and you can go to slimman.com to get more information. The top of the show, we heard Jerry Mulligan and the Paul Desmond Quartet, baritone sax and alto sax at its best. This was their first recorded partnership back in 1957. And what you heard was Winter Song, based on chord changes to These Foolish Things. Joe Benjamin was on bass, Dave Bailey on drums, and you're going to hear some more vintage tracks. I want to get to as much music as I possibly can, I'm telling you, because this show and then the show on Thursday with Brian O'Neill, thank you very much, to talk about the Dew Foundation, especially for this time of year. These are going to be our last shows for 2012, and we'll see you early on in January of 2013, God willing. And it's just really good to make sure you get the kind of tunes that you don't hear anywhere else on any kind of radio. And I have a feeling this is one of those songs just because this lady has not been around for a while. And you know people, sometimes it's out of sight, out of mind. Not for me. I love Joyce Cooling, and I consider her to be a friend. And her right arm, Kelly, has assured me that Joyce is coming around the bend in 2013. She has taken a lot of time away from the scene to be with her family and just regroup. So this is Joyce's song from a couple of years ago. It's Feeling Like Christmas. Not only on guitar is she, but on vocals, on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
Like Christmas, feeling like Christmas. The leaves have gone, a chill is in the air. It's feeling like Christmas, feeling like Christmas. The lights are bright and shining everywhere. Christmas time. It's feeling like Christmas time.
but the fire is so delightful. It seems we've no place to go. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. Down low, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, but my dear, we're still goodbye. Love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Thank you. but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. Lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, on the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, but my dear, we're still goodbye. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Oh my gosh. Let me tell you something. That is from Tim Warfield's Jazzy Christmas. And had an opportunity, didn't know this time last week that this opportunity would present itself, but at Jazzway 6004, which is a wonderful venue in Baltimore, a big and luscious private home that has been turned into a sometimes jazz venue. It's very cool. Like a little Frank Lloyd Wright house in this quiet suburb that is just on the other side of all the activity of Baltimore. So here's Tim Warfield with some assembly of who he had on his CD. And we have to throw out the names that we saw on Saturday, including that amazing vocalist, Joanna Pascal. It was Billy Williams Jr. and Eric Wheeler and Terrell Stafford on trumpet from Temple University. Actually, a few of them are on the faculty of Temple University, my college, and Cyrus Chestnut on piano. So you know we've got some A-teamers involved here. So here's Tim Warfield, and they're all dressed up. It was just so nice to see these beautiful gentlemen in suits. And here comes Joanna. She is in this black lace shirt and these shiny pants to show off her beautiful little figure, and these high, dark green patent leather shoes. And she comes along, and see, she just sashays right into this song, and she's singing, and I am tripping. I'm going back in time. I don't know anything about Joanna. I'm going back in time when she sings. I'm at Gimbel's with my mom. We're shopping on Market Street. We're going to the Reading Terminal so we can take the train back home to Jenkintown or Fox Chase, and Daddy will pick us up, and we've got folks that we're seeing that we know on the street, and we're seeing that the organ player at Wanamaker's, all of that's flashing in front of me, and I'm getting teary. I'm emotional anyway. I was a wreck this weekend. So I say to her after the show, Joanna, you are going to think I'm nuts, but here's where my mind went when you opened your beautiful little throat to sing. And her eye got a little tear. And she said, you don't know I'm from South Philly, do you? I said, I had no idea. How crazy is that? She said, you don't know what a gift you just gave me. That is the coolest thing. And it was the truth. Isn't that wild how some people can play for you or sing to you and you are catapulted back in time? You don't know Jack Squat, or Jill Squat in this case, about who the person is, but they make you feel years past something special or a series of events that are unforgettable. So, Joanna, thank you. Tim Warfield, thank you. By the way, if you want to see some magic happening for the holidays, you get yourself to York, PA on December 22nd, if you possibly can. That's Tim Warfield's neck of the woods. He's going to be at the Strand. And thanks again to all the guys in the band. Cyrus, who I know, he was just so rambunctious on Saturday night. It was wonderful to see everybody playing and having such a great time, just healing. And by the way, Tim has played with, just so you know, the caliber of talent that we have that gets to play in this region. He has played with Shirley Scott, Donald Byrd, Dizzy Gillespie, Jimmy Smith. Oh, my God. He was, as a matter of fact, part of Bill Cosby's house band on You Bet Your Life on TV. So to see him and to actually be in his company for a while was really a blessing. Kirk Whalum, we heard from. This is new. I didn't know about this until recently. If you go to Kirk Whalum's Facebook page, you'll see the Christmas message. I downloaded the song that you heard for free, Do You Hear What I Hear? I'm not sure he's still offering that, but it is so cool. I can't get into all of what he has on kirkwhalum.com because there's so much going on. But what you will see is that Kirk is coming to the Berks Jazz Fest. And Kirk, would you please redo the spelling of Reading, PA? It's R-E-A-D-I-N-G, not R-E-D-D. I love you, Kirk. Get somebody on that website and correct the spelling. He's going to be at the Jazz Fest. That's all I know. And Do You Hear What I Hear? A la Kirk Whalum is going to be one of the better versions that you'll hear this holiday season. I'm just going to be like this. I don't want to talk too much. I want to play a lot of music, but you know how people are when they're just trying to get over a big chunk of emotions and sadness, a big part of that. To feel any joy at all, you start to run your mouth, so forgive me. Joyce Cooling. It's feeling like Christmas. If you go to joycecooling.com, you'll learn how you can get a hold of that. And you know that she had in mind that at least partial proceeds go to her two favorite endeavors, NAMI, the National Alliance for Mental Illness, and the Fellowship Health Resources. And both of those beautiful events or groups or people who join together for these alliances are all about, especially this time of year, making sure people have the place to go to so that they don't feel all alone if they are feeling despondent. Many will this holiday season, so please find a NAMI in your neck of the woods, and it won't be too difficult. If you go to NAMI.org, you'll find what you need. Benji Parecki is going to make you feel the sound of the season. My brother that lives in the Washington, D.C. extended area that we saw, T and I, at Blues Alley several days ago. Beautiful picture of Benji, his gorgeous wife Kathleen, and T on my Facebook page. Benji and Kathleen are the parents of a beautiful boy who has the diagnosis of autism, Connor. And any time that Benji and Kathleen see anything that is happening in the way of glory or victory or a shining star above T's head, they take it very personally. They love T, and they see great things ahead for Connor, and I do too. And so when you hear Benji, he's playing with an extra measure of love. This album is outstanding. I'll be home for Christmas. This is Christmas Time is Here. Benji on the keyboard.
Thank you. bundled up from head to toe. I smile and it begins to snow, and all around I feel good cheer when that old familiar sound I hear. Sidewalk Santa rings his bell. Pushcart vendors send the smell of roasting chestnuts floating through the air. It's Christmas in Herald Square. Selling pine trees in the snow. Santa's going ho, ho, ho. As people come from here and everywhere. It's Christmas in Herald Square. Carolers singing under Macy's tree of lights. Capture the spirit as the season hits the heights. Workshop way up north sends toys down to 34th so all the girls and boys can get their share of that yearly Yuletide celebration. A miracle happens there when it's Christmas in Herald Square.
How do you like them apples, huh? Tony Bennett, Christmas in Herald Square. Woo! Man, from the playground, 1998 for that. Just amazing stuff. Tony Bennett, I'm overwhelmed. Just a little while ago, I went to his website, and it's constantly a revelation, honestly, because here he is. He's outlived most of his contemporaries and seems to be thriving. TonyBennett.com, of course, has more, and his wonderful son, Danny, has done so much to enhance his father's life and career. You can find out about Life is a Gift, the Zen of Bennett, when you go to the website, and you're going to find out about some tour dates for Tony. He's coming to the Warner Theater in D.C., on T's dad's birthday, January 26th. So I'm thinking, would that be a good birthday present, huh? Oh, my gosh. And sounding in lovely voice, he really is. So, you know, I'm putting together different kinds of elements for the show today, and I'm trying very hard to be focused and at peace and leaving the microphone off during the show or leaving it on and trying to be aware, okay, you have to turn the microphone on now, or you have to remember to shut it off. So I'm putting together pieces of music and thinking, okay, Slim Man's going to be here in about an hour or so. How many pieces of music can we fit in? And you heard Benji Parecki, you heard I'll Be Home for Christmas, a track from that CD. Marshall Keys helped him out on Christmas Time Is Here. Just lovely. And the saxophone, you have to know who's on the saxophone, Brad Collins. Just wonderful work on the Hammond B3 organ that Benji does on any kind of keyboard. Just a compact man who is able to produce a sound like almost nobody can. And proof is in the pudding. He's worked with some of the most wonderful people in the business who love him and keep in touch with him. So I say all this to say that, you know, there's almost nothing that is a coincidence. That takes a whole different kind of subject tone now because of what we've endured on Friday. So I don't mean to sound, how shall we say, there are some folks who would dismiss everything as coincidence. That's not true. But those wonderful things in life that happen when you meet somebody that you were not supposed to meet, or you put songs together that were not supposed to be put together, that kind of thing. So Tony Bennett, you just heard, and I was going to go right into a song by Dinah Washington. And I was reminded that Tony had said to the wonderful Amy Winehouse one day that she reminded him of one of the greats, and that was Dinah Washington. And just reading some things lately about Amy Winehouse that suggest that Amy was trying so hard to get her life back on track when she left us. And when you think about those kinds of things, people being good, trying to be good, trying to get their lives back together, it means everything in the way of comfort, especially this holiday season. So when my friend Dave sent to me this song by Dinah Washington, a couple of things went through my head, and they were all peaceful. So if you've never heard Dinah Washington sing Silent Night, you'll love this, and this three-song set are going to mean a lot to you considering what you've just heard me say. You'll see. Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
Silent night. Thank you.
I draw thee close answer to me. From care, he sets me free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know that he watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know that he watches.
Play that, right? I think you did. Vic Frierson, or Vic, as he is called on his CD called Throwback, which you can find on Reverb Nation and CD Baby. His Eye is on the Sparrow, accompanied by his producer, Daoud Zaid, on piano. Daoud, who you hear with the intro music and the outro music here on Hybrid Jazz, just powerful beyond words. That's one of the songs that Vic heard in his childhood, and as I just told our good friend Griselda, God bless her, who's back in the chat room, yay, after some weeks not being with us in circumstances beyond her control, it's what you learn in your childhood that's good, that saves your sanity down the road as you get older. When you think about that, oh my gosh, that is so true. Just recalling the good memories and hanging on to them really does mean everything. If you want to get a hold of some powerful vocal tunage, get a hold of Throwback. It's not Throwback, mind you. It's Throwback, all right? And Vic has a lot to throwback. Lord have mercy. Got to find out how my friend is this week. Jesse Powers, I'm coming to you to ask you. We heard Chet Baker, Oh Come All Ye Faithful, from Silent Nights, that was done just a few years before Chet Baker left us in the 80s. Johnny Vidakovic on drums, Jim Singleton on bass, Christopher Mason on alto sax, Mike Pallera on piano, and Chet Baker on that trumpet. ChetBakerJazz.com has more information. You can find out about the foundation and archives. Chet will remember him, and we need to remember all those that have birthdays around this time of year, because sometimes the birthdays get lost in the shuffle. Did you ever notice that? The folks who get born late December, in Chet Baker's case, December 23rd, 1929, and passed away in 1988. I know there's a wonderful country singer named Steve Warner, whose birthday is December 25th. Jimmy Buffett's birthday is December 25th, and I think about those guys all the time. And they have stories to tell you about being, you know, it's one-stop shopping. If your birthday and Christmas fall around the same time, just give them one present, even though it's two occasions. You know what I mean. Dinah Washington. Silent Night we heard from actually an album that is so worth your while if you can get a hold of it. Louis Armstrong and Friends, Louis A. and his friends, What a Wonderful Christmas. And Dinah, along with other folks who just need to have one name for total recognition. Duke, Eartha, Mel, Lena, they're all on this album. Dinah Washington was a pianist. She was revered in rhythm and blues and in gospel and in jazz. She, megawatt personality and just a formidable talent that resonates in voices that you hear even now, because that's the kind of power when folks say that they were inspired by somebody. Females, and some males would say this too. The name Billie Holiday comes up, the name Ella Fitzgerald comes up, Dinah Washington comes up. And earlier, telling you about Amy Winehouse, who absolutely adored Dinah Washington. And when Tony Bennett heard Amy, he almost fell down because he heard echoes of Dinah in her. So, woo! So, you want to get a hold of Louis Armstrong and Friends, What a Wonderful Christmas. And if you like to go back in the day for holiday sounds, that is it, my friends. Woo! Coming up in less than an hour, Slim Man. Yay! He's going to hun you up. Although the hun might have a southern accent now because he has spent so much time in Nashville, Tennessee. So we're probably going to start slipping into this, y'all. Just hold on now. We'll see. We're going to go right past all the other stuff we could possibly say and go into Lee Ritenour. His name came up the other day because Demetrius Neighbors was our guest, and Demetrius absolutely loves Lee Ritenour, not only because Lee is a great talent, as you know, but Lee has given back so much now. For the past few years, he's had this six-string theory annual competition, and Demetrius Neighbors was part of that this year. So Demetrius has something to celebrate, not only with being a part of that and being on Lee Ritenour's album, because Lee had all the competition winners on the album, which is so cool, along with Chick Corea, George Duke, Stanley Clarke, Christian McBride, Marcus Miller. Demetrius is also celebrating Christmas with Crayon, which is a wonderful brand new CD. So with that said, the birthday boy who's going to have his 61st coming up in January 11th is here with us via song right now from Rhythm Sessions, Lee Ritenour's latest. This is called Children's Song Number 1. Enjoy. Thank you.
This is Louis Satchmo Armstrong talking to all the kids from all over the world at Christmas time. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that Saint Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. Well, out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below, when what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer, with little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be Saint Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Dunder and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the house top the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys and Saint Nicholas too. And then in a twinkle I heard on the roof the prancing, the pawing of each little hoof. As I drew my head and was turning around, down the chimney Saint Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled! His dimples, how merry! His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know that I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod up the chimney, he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team, gave a whistle, And away they all flew like the down on a thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night. A very good night." And that goes for Satchmo, too. Thank you.
Oh, you've heard The Night Before Christmas by a lot of people, but maybe not by Louis Armstrong. Bless his heart. He recorded that on February 26, 1971, at his own Corona, Queens, New York home, a few months before his death in July. And just had one of those voices of the ages when he recorded it, just like he had experienced everything, and he had. Okay? Louis Armstrong had experienced everything. Woo! And we might even talk about Louis's life a little bit more, because our guest coming up in less than a half an hour now loves Louis Armstrong. You get him to talking about that trumpet man, he will go for days, because if it wasn't for Louis being in that doggone movie with Danny Kaye all those years ago, The Three Pennies, then we wouldn't have had a Slim Man. Honest to gosh, that's true. So he'll tell you about that. You can get that recording, that narration from Wonderful Christmas. Actually, you might be able to get it from quite a few sources now, but that's where I got this particular recording. The Night Before Christmas, Louis Armstrong. Todd Marcus, we heard from one of those wonders on bass clarinet. Now, we have played a few Todd Marcus songs, and one of the notable tracks that we've played is from his In Pursuit of the Ninth Man CD. You just heard Psalm. That's another track. Well, Todd Marcus has made quite an impact, not only regionally, because he is Baltimore-based, but he has a heritage that's very different. Especially when you get to know Todd, you would not know that he has this strong Egyptian blood flowing through him. So I have been saying for years, since I've known him, one of the tracks from In Pursuit is a track called Mali Salama, which essentially is God Be With You. And Todd, on his new album called Inheritance, he steps into more of that Egyptian heritage so that you will hear more of his roots and the songs that he heard when he was growing up. Now, this made quite an impact on National Public Radio, who has deemed Inheritance as one of the top 10 jazz albums for 2012. This is NPR, mind you, okay? This is a Baltimore boy we're talking about. He's a young man. ToddMarcusJazz.com has more information you're going to want to hear. And if you are in the region or you can get to Baltimore, he's going to be at a really cool venue on the 22nd. And his website will have more information about that. Woo-hoo! Lee Ritenour, we heard, with a collection of all-star folks from Rhythm Sessions. And that was a beautiful track that I just felt necessary to play today, Children's Song, number one. Just a real gorgeous work from Lee, and all of the tracks are, actually. Let's get to a few more songs, shall we? We are going to play at least one Slim Man song during the time that we have together with our guest today, and you're going to hear yet another one in this little grouping. But first, I wanted to play something for you that means a lot, not only because this gentleman who I adore has good news that's coming up in January, the fruition of a wish. His new album is going to be called Luz, which is light. And this particular track from an album that we hold so dear here on Hybrid Jazz, Invisible, is a song called Esperanza, which means hope. This is Luis Munoz and his wonderful collection of musicians, and a song that will gravitate to your heart and hold on to you for a while. You'll see. Slim Man comes up.
Rising in the blue midnight sky, me in my saddle, moving on in the night. Red moon rising back to the place I first held you. When I saw the light in your eyes.
Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
Baby doll drinking a big old glass of brandy.
We started kissing under the mistletoe, and then she called me by the name of the guy who lives next door. I got the blues for Christmas. That's all she gave me this year. Yeah, I feel so sad and lonely. I'll go drink myself a dozen beers. Hey, Tommy, come on. Kick him right in the teeth.
Plenty implied
you'll catch pneumonia and
I
die.
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold
does love to do the role reversal, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. Antonia Bennett is the one who's pursuing Slim Man in that song. Mm. Baby, It's Cold Outside from Christmas Eve. I love that take on the song. Oh, tongue firmly planted in cheek when he did that. That is hilarious, and I love her voice. And she is the daughter of Tony Bennett, who you heard earlier. We have to ask Slim about Antonia. Now, Griselda had asked me a question in the chat room a few moments ago. Did he call yet? I said, are you kidding me? Oh, no. Oh, there he is. Oh, my God, right on time. I can't believe it. Oh, I spoke prematurely, Griselda. He is right on time. We also heard Slim Man Christmas Eve. Wonderful, wonderful project. Oh, my gosh. And a track that I thought would be quite amusing for you to hear. Actually, it's the last track on the CD, and that was Blues for Christmas. So we heard a couple of tracks, and we'll hear a third one as we interview our bon vivant, our friend, our singer and writer and producer and arranger and man about town in Nashville, USA, ladies and gentlemen. But we claim him as our own in Baltimore. I'm talking about the original hun, Slim Man. How are you, Mr. Man?
I am good, Trish. What's up with you, my hun?
I am so happy to hear you. Honest to gosh. Did you finish your rehearsal?
Well, it was actually, I was working on a song, a new song.
Oh, you were?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I was in the recording studio with my friend, Cowboy Pickles.
Cowboy Pickles, I know that's code. I know that's code. Well, that's awesome. And this is your usual, as we have spoken of so frequently, this is your usual time to get into the recording studio and do your thing, isn't it?
You know, I just grab it whenever I can, really. It just kind of comes around this time of year just because of, you know, I'm back in the studio and I'm doing a concert. So it's always good to get back with the fellas, go into the recording studio and make a little music.
Well, you know, I haven't forgotten that you said it one time. Last time you were with me, I think, you said that you really don't like to go into the studio, or maybe it's not a good idea, because of the whir of the air conditioners.
No, I like going into the studio at this time of year because we don't have to use the air conditioners because it's pretty chilly up in here in Baltimore. So
yes.
It's not so bad. It's not so bad. You just have to listen for the, you know, the barking of the dogs and, you know, the planes overhead and the helicopters looking for me with their searchlights and stuff. But other than that, it's pretty quiet.
And I know that really well because I've got my home studio right here about a mile away from Franklin Square Hospital. So you can imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the time.
Yeah.
It's in the background, yeah, but that's okay. They're not coming for me, and that's all I need to know. You're doing well, are you?
Yeah, everything's great. Everything's beautiful. Yeah, everything's good in the hood. Yep.
And how is it, you were speaking of weather, how is the differentiation, do you find, between Baltimore and Nashville, where you're currently residing?
You know, it's kind of like the same, but a little bit milder.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's
I thought so, too.
Kind of like the same and a little milder.
Yeah, and tell me what's happening there. You're finding that's a real thriving music town, aren't you? It's not called Music City for nothing, I know that.
No, there's a lot of great music going on there, and it's not all, you know, boots and hats and stuff. There's a lot of good stuff that's happening with, you know, Kings of Leon are there, and, you know, Jack White is there, and the Red Keys, the Black Keys move there. It's just a really cool little spot for all kinds of music, and there's all kinds of great studios and great musicians, and it's just a lovely spot. I really, really like it a lot.
Oh, yeah. When we were living there, we talked about this, too. There's pockets of neighborhoods. Like, for instance, one pocket of town has Larry Carlton and Vince Gill and Steve Warner and Wynonna Judd.
Uh-huh.
So that is a very desirable place to live, where they are.
Yeah, well, but they don't allow me over in that part of town.
I don't blame them.
They know better than to fight me over that neighborhood.
Well, there are other pockets opening up in Nashville, places that were at one time deemed undesirable, and now they're becoming real happening music places. My friend Dan is involved with one of those. It's like an alley place, real close to the heart of here's a road you've come to know while you've lived in town, Demumbrian.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Demon Brian, like I like to call it.
Demon Brian. And is Shoney's still there?
You know, I haven't noticed the Shoney's on Demumbrian. No, I have not seen that there. But there are lots of Shoney's around town. You know, it's a kind of Shoney's Cracker Barrel kind of place. It's getting a lot more cosmopolitan these days. There are a lot of really kind of cool restaurants opening up. It's, you know, it's not all mac and cheese and fried chicken.
And catfish.
Yeah. Catfish.
I love catfish. You do?
No.
No. No.
I'll do it if it's like, you know, a couple of pieces, like fried beyond, like, identification, yeah.
Yeah, you try to get away from things that have that clearly a face on them. That has a face on it, and it's really disturbing. But they know what to do with catfish. God bless them in Nashpatch, USA.
You know, it's a unique kind of cuisine, and I'm not knocking it at all. It's just that it's just completely different than what I was brought up eating, which would be, you know, all the Italian stuff that, you know, my mom and dad and uncle and my grandmother all cooked. But it's really, I mean, some of that stuff, some of that fried chicken stuff they do down there, like, you wouldn't believe. I mean, it's just so good. And the cuisine there is cool, and, you know, it's coming up in the world. It really, really is. It's a boom town. You know, they're just building things everywhere. They're building a new convention center, which is like, you know, four square city blocks right in the heart of downtown. There's, you know, apartment buildings and, you know, high rises. It's just, it's booming. It's booming, and it's wonderful to be, you know, in a town where, you know, it's kind of growing and people are excited about it. It's attracting a lot of people from other towns. I like Nashville. A lot.
You know what? That Nashville is one of the places where I have heard that it was not affected at all by the economy because of the ongoing projects. And that convention center, oh, God, you are not the only one who was buzzing about that. That has really contributed to a lot of new jobs in town.
It certainly, by all appearances, just seems like it's booming. I mean, it's just expanding, it's growing.
That's good. I'm glad you're there, and as long as you're happy, I'm happy. Okay.
Well, I didn't say I was happy. I just said it was booming.
Okay. All right. That was quick. Oh God, he's on it today.
I am happy there. Just for the record, I am very happy there.
Okay, that's good. Now, how long are you in the region here, back home?
I am in Baltimore until, I don't know, Friday or Saturday. I'm trying to get this song finished, and, of course, I have the big show on Thursday night, which is always a ton of fun.
I know.
Down there at La Scala in Little Italy. It's one of the best restaurants down there. Whenever I come, I like to go there and eat anyway, so I figured, you know, why not do a show?
You know, honestly, Slim, I got to tell you, La Scala is one of those places, and hopefully some of the folks who run the establishment are listening. Honest to gosh, this is the truth. you go in there and you order anything to eat, you quickly forget that you are a civilized human being and you suck it down on the plate. Matter of fact, you find yourself licking the plate sometimes like you have never learned any manners,
Trish,
at all.
Trish, we have to send you to some finishing schools there.
I know.
Shouldn't be licking plates. Not much of Tatu. Not much of my dog Tatu. He's allowed to lick his plates. But Trish, you gotta come correct, hon, all right?
We gotta work on you. I know it. And I'm so sorry.
It's good food though, isn't it? It's really good. Nino does a great job there. You know, it's just really kind of good authentic Italian stuff, and it's got, you know, nice selection of wines. It's got the indoor bocce ball court.
Yes.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
And that gets moved a little bit because you're there. I mean, it's going to be a very simple arrangement this Thursday, right?
Yeah, well, it's going to be me. I'll be playing piano some and playing some bass and singing some songs. It's a track date, so there's no full live band. But Howard Zizzi, Hitman Howie, he's going to be there playing percussion.
Awesome.
And I think my friend Rico Rick, a.k.a. Cowboy Pickles, is going to sit in on a few songs. And I'm trying to get Tom Alonso, the keyboard player from Boot Camp, to come down and sit in and maybe bring his daughter. She plays trombone. They played last time. It was so much fun.
Oh, great, great, great. And you know what? I played both Tom Alonso tracks on Christmas Eve. I played Skating and Blues
uh-huh.
for Christmas. I just love his playing.
I love Tommy. He's such an extraordinary musician and composer, and he plays so many instruments and plays them so well, but his piano playing is just really strong. He's just such a wonderful spirit, too.
Yeah, yeah. That's cool.
Oh,
my gosh. Well, and you know what? We're going to talk about this a couple of times. This is crucial information because, you know, it's not that anybody's going to collect money from the door at La Scala, but you have to, talking about come correct, this is for the Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital, so we want to make sure those folks, those kids, get business taken care of. So if you don't bring something that is very specifically laid out at slimman.com, what would you suggest folks to bring?
I would suggest they get a hefty trash can liner, fill it full of $20 bills, and bring it down there as a donation to the hospital.
Okay.
We're trying to raise like $12,000 for a ventilator for the premature babies. And we're really asking people to just donate any amount of money that they can. They can bring a check, you know, which would be best. They could bring, you know, gift cards and stuff like that. But there are also, for the kids themselves, for the individuals, to put something under the tree is nice. So you can bring all the appropriate toys, you know, nothing violent. Everything's got to be new because these kids are, you know, susceptible to infection, so they can't have anything used.
That's right.
So it's got to be, you know, it's got to be wrapped up tight. You know, nice little gifts and gift cards. And most of all, money, 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 money.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We're just trying. And, you know, admission is free. And it's going to be a great time, but we're just asking folks to just donate whatever they can. If we can find like one really wealthy person to give the whole $12,000, then we'll just all be off the hook and we can just party down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying, and I need my head examined for asking you what you would suggest folks to bring.
You know, But like I said, the best thing to bring would be to bring, you know, your checkbook. But other than that, toys, you know, gift cards to, you know, toy stores, Toys R Us and Walmarts and, you know, things along those lines. Books, you know, to Barnes & Noble, things like that, those kind of gift cards, anything at all would be great. And there's a whole list of appropriate gifts on the Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital website, which is MWPH.org. And there's also a list on slimman.com of appropriate gifts for the hospital. Just bring a little something, bring the checkbook, come and have a glass, have a dish, listen
yes.
to Christmas music. And I'll be playing not only Christmas music, I'll play some regular old stuff for the people that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Well, and you know, I'm going to mention this because I know that you would be too polite to mention it, but I will say this on behalf of La Scala. You know, you can't go there and just hang. You got to sit your little arse down, and you have to have something to eat, because that's the polite thing to do if you're going to go to La Scala. There's no place for you to just sit and have water. You come there and you order something, even if it's just an appetizer. But, you know, the proper thing to do is to order dinner, because you're going to start around 6:30, right?
Start around 6:30, you know, play for an hour or so, and then take a break, and then play for another hour or so, and then, but yeah, folks, you know, they do have a bar there. You can go there and order a glass of wine, but the food is worth it. I mean, the food is really worth it. They do have valet parking, which is nice for, you know, a lot of folks who like to just jump out of their cars like rock stars. But, you know, it's a wonderful evening. It really is. I mean, the last few times we've done it, it's just been so great. So many, you know, people come out, and they just, you know, a lot of Christmas spirit. It's just a blast. Just a blast.
And it's fun. It's going to be this Thursday, so it's 5 days before Christmas. So people will really need to be getting out. Matter of fact, we're going to have Allison. Allison's coming. Joy is coming. My son is coming, and my friend Ron. So we're all going to have our little table there.
Not Ron.
Ron Abrams. I'm not sure you don't know Ron.
Is he out of prison? I thought he was locked up.
Oh, he would laugh so hard if he heard you say that. Oh, my gosh. No, actually, he works for the city of Baltimore, so there's no locking him up.
All right. Well, that'll be fun. Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people are coming down, you know, check out the show, and like I said, have a glass, have a bite, listen to some music, and it's going to be fun.
So here's the situation with you. What can you tell us about any scenarios in 2013? I mean, you want to say
tell you?
What can you say? Do you have any plans that you want to share? Can you share them? Do you feel like
yes,
sharing?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
Really?
Yes, I have big plans for 2013. First of all, you know that I've got a job that I start on January 1st delivering pizzas for Domino's, so I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
See, I knew I was going to get that kind of answer from you.
That's a good thing. And
it's
then,
a good thing.
Batu and I have a new act. We're taken down to the streets on Broadway. You know, I pretend I'm blind, and I put out a little cup, and Batu sits there and plays the organ, and we just try to collect some money and stuff. So that's the other thing I'm working on.
Oh, my God. Come on now.
No, Trish, I'm always working on music, just writing. You know, and you know, these days, I don't even censor myself. I just go into the studio and I just write. And if it comes out and it's, you know, sounds like this or sounds like that, or you know, I just go with it these days. It's been a lot of fun. I mean, it's always fun to meet new and talented folks, and I'm doing a lot of that down there in Nashville. There's a guy down there named Eddie Gore. He's got this crazy little studio with Steve Cropper. You know Steve Cropper?
Oh, yes.
Doc of the Bay, the guitar player, famous blues brother guy. He's in cahoots with Steve on a studio, and they've got this great little thing. He's worked with me on a couple of tunes, and it's just fun. It's just, you know, cool collaborations, and I'm meeting a lot of folks, and just working on music. I mean, I don't have any specific plans. I mean, I don't know, like, if I'm going to release a CD, if I get enough songs together and it all, you know, makes sense, I will do that. You know, still working on all the things that I always do, just, you know, creating. Create, entertain, enrich. That's my motto.
Well, there is one concert that's coming up that I know of in Nashville, and I'm not sure if you're going to be back in time or not. Emmylou Harris was doing a date, and it would be really cool for you to meet her and get together with her, because I think that she would be very intrigued by what you have done and who you are, and that would be an interesting combo, don't you think?
Yeah, where is she playing, do you know?
I think she was going to play at the Bluebird, but the specific date escapes me.
Oh, okay, I'll have to check it out. Bluebird seems awful small for her. I mean, that's a, for those that don't know it, Bluebird's like a songwriter's like kind of cafe.
Yeah.
And people, those, like you have three or four songwriters in the middle facing each other, and the audience is around them. And you can't talk. You got to be very quiet and listen very politely to the singers, the songwriters as they play. But it only holds, you know, 100-some folks. And it's in a, you know, people think it's this big glamorous place. It's like a little cafe in a strip mall, you know?
Yeah, but it's also in Green Hills, which is this wonderful place, another desirable location where there's always, like, people buzzing and celebrity sightings.
Uh-huh.
And Emmylou wasn't, like, the main act. She was going to sit in with some folks who are not
cool.
as well-known. So, you know, that happens all the time. That's one of the things I really do miss about the city, having lived there twice. Just everybody sitting in, and some people you know before the fact, and then you find out with other folks that they sat in, and you go, come on, that, are you serious?
Yeah.
I can't believe I missed that. Like you ran into Robert Plant one day.
I know. It was in this funky little grocery store, in this funky little section of town in Nashville, and you know, he walked in, and I immediately knew who he was.
Right.
I went up to him, I was like, hey, Robert. And I was just like, I saw that when I was a kid. I saw the Led Zeppelin open up for the Boo at Merriweather. And I was like, yeah, the concert changed my life. And he told me the story. He didn't even want to play that show because he thought that they were better than The Who. You know,
oh, my
like,
gosh.
Because they had to open up for them. He was, you know, didn't want to do the show. But they came out and they, you know, just kicked it.
Right. Mind-blowing. I know.
Yeah,
and,
no, you know, I was at another showcase, you know, in this place called The Basement, which is in the basement of an actual record store, which they have, you know, a couple of them there, just one or two. And Toby Keith walks in. You know, it's just one of those things where my girlfriend and I were doing a celebrity golf thing, and, you know, Vince Gill and Amy Grant were in it. But they were just, like, the friendliest, nicest, you know, coming up and introducing themselves, you know.
Yes. Isn't that wild? Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. You know, and it's so accessible. People don't go crazy, and you know what I mean? They don't go, hey, look, there's Vince Gill, and attack him or anything. They, you know, they do that when they see me. They attack me. But, see, they don't know who I am. They just attack, get that guy! Get him! Guy. He looks mean.
And that's the wonderful thing about Nashville, because so many people live there, so they're assuming that you're living there too. I mean, that's their home. So it's just a southern hospitality, neighborly, to say who you are and go up to somebody.
Yeah.
And just kibitz.
Yeah.
It's not like you're in Chicago, you know?
No. It's a very, you know, kind of warm and friendly town. I saw Keb Moe. He was really good.
Oh, my God.
At this little place called Two Old Hippies.
Oh, yeah?
It's this kind of clothing store, guitar store, where all the kind of celebs hang out. I saw Taylor Swift there, Winona Judd. Yeah. It's one of those kinds of towns, you know, you just never know who you're going to run into, so you make sure you brush your teeth before you go out of the house, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Yeah, I found that out. My God, even if you go to well, it's not anymore, but they actually had the store Piggly Wiggly there. That was one of my favorite places to go.
Yeah.
Piggly
Wiggly.
Piggly Wiggly. And the Wishy Washy, where Dolly Parton met her husband back in the day.
I don't know about the wishy-washy, Trish, but I'll take your word for it, honey.
No, it's a laundromat.
Oh, okay. All right, Trish, you say so, hon. I ain't saying it.
All right, moving along. I got a couple of songs here, and I want you to tell me which one has your preference, because we've played a few now, but two of the more important songs that I could play from your Gilded Throat would be The Gift and A Christmas Letter.
If I had my choice between the two, or do we get to play both?
We can play both if you want, yeah.
Yeah, don't play them both at the same time. You're going to play them, like, you know, one at a time, right?
Right,
well,
right.
You know, they're both, you know, let's start off with Christmas Letter. That's a good one. That's the latest thing I've worked on with my gal. She's a songwriter, and we wrote this song together, and we were just going through old photos and letters from our dads, you know, when they were away at war and stuff, and we thought, you know, it must be kind of tough to be, you know, away from, you know, so far away from your family and your loved ones. So we wrote a song about it. It goes a little something like this.
All right, very good. Slim In on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
Dream of me. Although I'm far away, I'll be with you. This Christmas day, when you awake, look underneath the tree. There'll be a letter there from me. Asking you if you'll be mine forever and a day, so we'll never be apart on Christmas Day. Children sing and sleigh bells ring and fields are filled with snow. Hold my letter close and think of me. And I'll hold you in my arms. You'll stay closest to my heart, and we'll never be apart on Christmas Day.
Handkerchiefs.
You know it. You know it. And you know what? We've got quite an active chat room. And, of course, Griselda is here. Of course she is.
Yeah.
And
she's wonderful, that Griselda.
She is. She is, hon. And Raven is here, who is our new addition to the chat room. And I love to have her on a regular basis. And she said, oh, my God, that Slimmy is a hoot.
He's a what?
He's a hoot.
Oh.
And I said, I know he's a hoot, but yet he can turn around and do songs like this. And everybody said, oh, yeah, how about that?
Yeah, is that the same guy?
Yeah, right, right. Oh, my gosh. See, you having seen you a few times now, people don't understand. And I know that you don't like to bring out this kind of vulnerability usually. But you channel so much when you're on that stage. It's like you let everything out when you sing. And it's pretty moving. I have to tell you, seeing you It's not all fun and games. People leave.
It's
funny because you're funny, but then you sing a song like that and people walk out of the doggone venue going, oh, God, he's such a blessing. Oh, my God.
Trish, they walk out while I'm playing the song. That's the problem. You know what I'm saying?
No, they don't.
I'm trying to get them to stick around. You know, and they're walking out. I know what you mean.
You know what? It's so funny. While you're doing the song, honest to gosh, this wasn't premeditated or anything, but I was hungry. So I had a mini crab ball.
A mini crab ball?
A Phillips mini crab ball. You know, they're so delicious. And I'm thinking, oh, here we have a Baltimore boy here on the show with me, and I have a little crab ball in honor of his guesting.
Trish, I don't know what to make of that. Like, you know, you hear me and you're thinking about crab balls.
You know, maybe I am subconsciously. I don't know. I did have a dream once, but that's a different story.
With that, huh?
I don't know either. But it's going to be so much fun to see you because it's been a while. A while.
Hello,
when was the last time? Like a year. Hello?
Yeah, that's right. It's been a
year. That's because you know what, you came to do, you were on the show and you were hanging with me while you were making the drive from Nashville to Baltimore to do the big show at Ram's Head.
Oh yeah, that was it. That was September.
Yeah, but I didn't go because remember that was the time that everybody was having trouble with the flooding and the rain and the horrible power outage.
Yeah.
Wow.
I remember now. It's all coming back.
I know. So usually there's a couple of times that I see you, but I didn't get to see you then. And I thought, wow, it's going to be Christmas now. And by golly, here it is.
Here it is. I know. For some reason, it doesn't feel like Christmas this year. I don't know what it is, but.
Really?
Yeah, it doesn't. I don't know. I'm just not. It's just, it doesn't feel like Christmas. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Well,
I just have to, you know, get out there in my Santa suit and beat a couple kids or something. You know?
Well, it will be when you put your Louis Armstrong records on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'll get into the swing of things. It just doesn't, I don't know, for some reason right now, doesn't really seem like Christmas.
Well,
but,
you know,
it always happens. When you least expect it. Yeah.
Is this like a rarity for you to feel like it doesn't feel like Christmas, or do you feel that way through the years? Have you felt that way?
No, you know, I when I was a kid, I loved Christmas. Then I went to this thing when I was a teenager where I didn't like Christmas. Of course, when you're a teenager, you don't like anything, including yourself and your parents.
Right.
And so.
Right.
And then, you know, then I was out on tour with like Peter White and Freddie Ravelle and Paul Taylor, and we were doing a Christmas tour, like it's 96, 97. That's 1996, not 1896. And we did a little tour, and, you know, I really got into the Christmas spirit. It was just so, I don't know, Peter White knows, like, every Christmas song ever written, and we just had such a blast on this little Christmas thing. And that's when I kind of decided to do a Christmas record, and I liked it so much. I did, too. So I've got the All I Want for Christmas Slim Man's Christmas CD, which was, I don't know, 1999, 2000 maybe. And then 2008 I did Christmas Eve. So I've got not one, but two Christmas CDs out.
Yes, you do. And I really do like the videos. You have a few videos associated with the tunage found on the latter CD. And that's always such a trip. How do you manage to do those videos? Who helps you do those videos? Because they're quite amusing.
You know, the video for The Gift off of the Christmas Eve CD, that was actually shot by my niece, Alex. She's got a really keen eye for, you know, for that kind of stuff, for framing.
And that was
stuff.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah, we did that up at my dad's house in upstate New York. He lives on top of a mountain, and we just went around and just, you know, it was snowing up there. Of course, it snows all the time up there. So we just shot a bunch of footage, and she did a great job on that one. And then the other one, the Christmas Eve video, that was done in Ocean City, Maryland. A friend of mine has this huge fireplace, and it was done in the summertime.
Oh, gosh.
We had this roaring fire, and I had my, jacket on, everything. It was so stinking hot. But, the other one, we did in Ocean City, Maryland. Yeah, it was Christmas Eve.
Well, you know what?
That's the one where I used my uncle's Dean Martin dolls, that, the little dolls that kind of sing along. That was fun.
Hilarious. Hilarious.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. By the way, Mel Torme co-wrote the Christmas song in the dead of summer.
Did he really?
So, yeah, he did.
Yeah, most of those songs, if you're going to try and get a song out for Christmas time, you got to start writing it, in January, February, and hopefully get it done by, April, May, June, and then, you got to get it into the pipeline, so to speak, because a lot of those things have to be done by, August, September to get them, out there in time for the Christmas season.
Yeah. Well, unless, some of the independent artists, and about this all too well, I know a gentleman, Jeff Washington, who lives in Philadelphia, and he was able, because he's got his own studio and because he was determined to do it, he got a song written because he was inspired, produced, arranged everything within a matter of 5 hours. So I think that he's thinking of releasing it right about now. But not everybody is that fortunate.
Well, the turnaround time, it just depends on. If you're there and you have everything right there and you're just putting it out immediately, yeah, you can get it out there kind of quickly. But usually you don't want to wait till Christmas Eve. So.
No, you don't want to do
yeah.
that.
Normally you're getting it done. You're getting it done in in the summertime, which is probably when most of that kind of stuff goes down. When I was recording the Christmas Eve CD, I was in Madrid. It was, June, and Mark Antoine and I were just, we were in the studio singing a Christmas song and going out. It was like 100 degrees, and we were just, it was crazy, but it's kind of funny. You're in the studio in June singing a Christmas song and all that kind of stuff, and then you go outside and it's 100 degrees, but, that's the way we did that. It just takes a while to get all the... it just takes a while to get all the artwork together and all that kind of cool stuff and do the videos and all the stuff that needs to be done. But some people get it done right quick.
Well, I know that you're pretty meticulous about it. Even with Slim Man Live, you made it a point to do it right and to get the right kind of sound, because it wouldn't have done for you to have done a rush job on it. I know you too well.
I know. I can't just put something out there just to put it out there. I've gone as far as, I've released CDs and then gone back and changed, a song or two and then re-released them. I've done that before, where I've thought that a song needed this or that, and I wish I had done that. So I'll actually go and do it and then re-release the CD in the next batch. I'll have it with the new version on it. I've done that. I just want it to be exactly the way I want it to be, and that's the way... That's the way it should be, when you're working in the creative field. You got to get it to where you want it.
Yeah. Yep. And then there is the other side of the coin that says, because we've discussed this before, not you and I, but other artists, sometimes when you wait to get something that sounds right, you could be waiting for quite a while. So, you have to feel it. You have to feel that first or second take. Like, for example, one of the great singers around this region is Lori Williams, who is not only a masterful vocalist but also a teacher. And she is adamant to her engineer when she goes into that studio. She said, even if I argue with you. Just do the first or second take. I don't want to do it any more than that because it will take away from the authenticity.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, you like to try and go in there and get it done and, you know, have it all fixed. But, you know, sometimes, you know, the only drawback to that is sometimes you have a take and all of a sudden, you know, the helicopter's overhead searching for you and all of a sudden in the background. So,
right. Or you know, you have, you know, you want to, like, do a loogie in the middle of the recording session and you
Trish,
don't realize.
Trish, no.
I'm sorry. Just
a lot of times. I mean, if you're singing a song, you know, yeah, I can see doing it first or second take. But when you're just learning a song and you're kind of getting it down, you're doing a sketch vocal, you know what I mean? Something just kind of get the idea of it. It's, you know, it's good to get it. I mean, you got to get it into your throat. You got to get it into your voice. And a lot of times that just comes through singing the song a bunch of times. And that's, you know, how you kind of get it into, just like playing piano, you know, you got to get it into your fingers, or playing guitar. You got to, you know, you got to practice those chords and get all your moves down so that when you, you know, when the record light's on and, you know, and they're doing a take, you're all ready to rock. But yeah, I mean,
right.
I'm all for first takes, second takes.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, that the comfort zone is really important because, you know, you have to lose all of that apprehension. The best singers in the world, and honest to gosh, Slim, I feel that when I see you. It's important for an audience to come into whatever kind of venue and see that somebody on stage has no apprehension. This is their world. And
The
audience relaxes when they see that because then they can enjoy the gift that you're giving them as opposed to going, oh, geez, I wonder what's going on with him.
Right. I mean, yeah, you do have to have a command of, you know, what you're doing, and you have to have it, you know, there's no doubt about it. It's got to be something that you have command of so that you can command somebody's attention. Because if you don't, you're up there just kind of guessing around. It's just, I mean, it may be fun for you, but, you know, it's just so much better when you're prepared and you've got it in your voice and in your fingers and in your head. You just, I mean, I know that I'm ready when I've practiced it so much that, first of all, I can't stand to do it anymore. And number two, I can't wait to play it for someone. I'm like, oh, this is all, you know, this is great. I can't wait to get out there and show this to the world or to five or six people that show up to see me play, you know.
Well, and you're one of those people that if five or six do show up, and then again, if 500 show up, folks are still going to get the same show.
Yeah, it's true. That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, believe me, we've played when we were getting started. We played, you know, like one of the first gigs we did was in San Francisco at the Great American Music Hall. I mean, it was sold out, thousands of people, just people screaming and cheering. It was just like, it was one of our first gigs. We had no idea. We're like, holy heck. And then the next night we played in San Jose at the Ajax Lounge. And no exaggeration, there couldn't have been five or six people.
Oh, God.
You know, it was like, okay, we're big stars now. All right. And then the next night you're like, whoa, what happened?
Yeah.
But you know what? You do the same show. I mean, you put the same amount of heart and soul into it, no matter where, because it's when you love what you do, you just kind of get out there and do it with all you got anyway. So I mean, why not? I mean, I love just sitting with the band and rehearsing. You know, I love doing all those things. I mean, when I was recording Christmas Eve, I get those guys to do take after take after take just because I was just having such a blast with the fellas, you know what I mean? Like, hey, man, it's so much fun playing music.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know?
I know you're like that, and it shows because when you have anybody with you, and it's going to be an intimate gathering this Thursday, but it's just so, for lack of a better word, not to sound new agey about it, but it's just so fluid. It's, you don't have to ask any questions. Nobody has to be given directions. Everybody knows what their part is. Just ease on down the road and play the music. And, oh, my God, it's such a great atmosphere at La Scala. I have to say that again. Because you get such great customer service from all the staffers there. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a well-run spot. I mean, like I said, the owner, Nino, he knows what he's doing. He's got, you know, he's surrounded himself with good folks, and it's just kind of nice when you have, you know, when you can just go out there. And I mean, I've always loved those kinds of places where you can go out and you can have a bite and you can have a glass and you can watch a show.
Yeah.
And there's so few places where you can do that. I mean, there's, you know, the Rams Head in Annapolis. There's a great place out in San Diego called Anthology that's a kind of like supper clubby kind of place. It's just, but there are not a whole lot of, you know, places like that where you can just, you know, have a bite, have a glass, catch a show, throw some tomatoes.
Play a little bocce ball.
Yeah, play some bocce ball.
I love that. Well, before we play the other track, the Gift from Christmas Eve, you want to tell folks why you are so smitten with the cause of Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital?
I volunteered there for a little more than eight years, and I would go in on once a week, twice a week, and for a couple of hours, I was what they call a cuddler. You would hold, you know, mostly infants, a lot of prematurely born infants, what they call preemies, and, you know, these are kids that were, you know, born addicted to crack, born with AIDS, you know, fetal alcohol syndrome, some were burn victims, you know, it's just, you know, these poor, heartbreaking little teeny children, and they would need to feel human, you know, to feel contact with humans. They need to be held, because if they don't, they die.
Yes.
So you would have you'd have to, like, go there and hold them and, you know, cuddle them and sing to them and stuff and that kind of stuff. And I did that for a long time. And then, you know, I've always been involved with the hospital trying to raise money. They don't get all the glamour and all the notice and all the stuff that, like, a Johns Hopkins does and some of the other more well-known hospitals, you know, get a lot more donations. But it's a smaller hospital. They do great work. It's not really a hospital where kids go to, you know, have operations. It's where most of these kids go to, you know, after they have operations, after they, you know, it's more like a hospital where kids go to recuperate and get better and, you know, try to figure out, you know, how to get these kids, you know, back into society.
Yeah. Bless your heart. Yeah. It's important. You know, the flavor of the moment has changed so significantly, and anything that we can do for kids now is really crucial, because, you know, not to let our mood change for the hour, but I know that children are our primary focus this holiday season, and it's not so much because of what we feel. What we feel, guess what, doesn't matter. It's what folks in Connecticut are feeling, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. It's just, it's just so heartbreaking.
Yep. And we have to find a way to move on, and we have to figure out a way that we can help one another even more. And this is it. This is the cause this holiday season, is to make sure they get what they need at Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital. So
They do a lot of great stuff there. You know, the people that work there are just, you know, they're just such sweet people. And that, the whole hospital, the whole vibe there is just so wonderful. They're just great folks. They do great work, and, you know, they need some equipment for these kids, and we're just trying to raise some do-re-mi. That's what we're doing.
And actually, I know about the hospital, Slim, because a few years ago, they were wonderful to T. They had a competition when he was in high school, and he won. He had to talk, write a composition about what it feels like to have Asperger's syndrome, which is under the diagnosis of autism, and he won the contest.
Wow, that's great.
So the folks at Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital came to film this, and they were wonderful. They had T speak about it, and you are right. Everybody there is very loving, and if they need something, it's not like they're going to get in your face about it, but for you to do this is a big deal. So I'll play the song.
Yeah.
Let's play the song, The Gift, and explain that.
Well, it's a It's a song about you know, being away from the ones you love during a holiday, which is just one of those things. You know, that it's just tough. A lot of times, it's tough for folks around the holidays. You know, it's,
yep.
it's you know, a lot of folks. I mean, a lot of folks are very fortunate that they get to spend time with the ones they love, and there are a lot of other people that are just through circumstances beyond their control, just not with those folks. Whether you're in the, you know, serving our country in some, you know, fashion or other, or you know. It's just not possible all the time. So this is a song about that, you know, being away from the ones you love. But
yeah,
we're going to be around a whole bunch of folks we love on Thursday.
Yes, we really are, because you know you got your friends and fam that come out there every time. So it is, let me tell you, it's an Italian love fest, all right?
Yeah, it is. And my parole officer will be there, so it'll be good to see him again.
Oh, fabulous. Okay, I'm glad you gave me a heads up about that. This is Slim Man, the gift of Soldier's Christmas from Christmas Eve on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
Tomorrow's Christmas Day. The moon and I, we wonder why you're so far away. Wonder how you are tonight. Wish that you were here, sitting by the fireside at this time of year. And there's just one gift this Christmas Eve I hope for. When I make a wish upon a star, to wake up in your arms on Christmas morning, that would be the greatest gift of all. All the trees are covered up in snow. I wish that you were standing here beneath the mistletoe. Christmas is the time of year to be with ones you love. You with me, a Christmas tree, an angel up above. And there's just one gift this Christmas Eve I hope for. When I make a wish upon a star, to wake up in your arms on Christmas morning, that would be the greatest gift of all.
Everywhere. We do love you. Oh, I love that song. Slim, I
thank
love
you,
it.
Hon. Thank you. I'm glad to enjoy it.
Oh my gosh, it's wonderful, and so are you, and I can't wait to see you and grab onto you, and
yeah,
it's going to be wonderful this Thursday.
We're going to have fun Thursday night, 6:30, La Scala in Little Italy in Baltimore, Maryland, better known as Balmer Merlin, hon.
And you better make sure that you get your reservation in, because that's important, you know?
Yeah, you can go. I think the website is La Scala. dining.com, L-A-S-C-A-L-A dining.com. You can make reservations online.
Yes, you certainly can. And
yes,
it'll be cool to just hang and have a glass of wine and take some pictures if you don't mind. You let me know ahead of time if you do.
No, I don't mind pictures, you know.
Okay.
Not at all.
Good. Well, we're going to have a blast.
Just as long as you're not of me.
Well, look, I've got one of you and me as my profile picture today in honor of this occasion, so
hope
you don't mind that. Yeah.
Not at all.
Because, look, any time that I have the excuse of hanging with somebody who looks so GQ, I'm going to do it, all right? I'm not going to make any apology for that. All right, you. It's going to be great. We'll see you on Thursday. You go back to doing your thing, and slimman.com has all the info. That's the inclusive factor there, okay?
Yep. Thank you, Trish. Always a pleasure, Maria. I'll see you in a couple of days.
Yes, you certainly will. And we're glad to have you back, if only for a little while, in Charm City, baby.
Thank you, Trish.
You're welcome, sweetie. We'll see you soon.
See you later.
Bye.
Job.
Slim Man on the old blog talk radio dial, everybody. Just a trip to have had him this long, which is always a good thing. And so nice to be able to give you a mini Slim Man show on Hybrid Jazz today. That was great. Oh, geez. And you know what? It's good to have a few minutes ahead of time just so I can tell you, no, not a whole lot of stuff, but a couple of things. We'll wind up the year on Thursday with the last show of 2012. And if anybody has any input, feel free to write me, especially on Facebook. Or if you want to go to, short for Alternative Country Western Gal, A-L-T-C-W Gal, at AOL.com. I'd be happy to hear from you. The website, there's a different take on what the website is going to be. Yes, that's been put on the back burner. That's not going to be on the back burner too much longer. So that'll be news in January. And gosh, there will be some guests of note coming up for you as this particular show takes off and there are new ears listening. And I thank you for all of the ears that have just exploded. Wait, let me rephrase that. Hopefully your ears won't explode, but all of the listenership has exploded in numbers, and ears hopefully have been tuned in and turned on to what you've heard. So this is a good thing. Coming up on Thursday, and we'll make sure we'll give a call to Kelly Adolf after we say our goodbyes to you. Brian O'Neill, who is not only a wonderful musician but also a humanitarian, will be coming up, and he'll be telling you about the Dew Foundation and about his musical agenda for 2013. God bless. Thank you so much for hanging out, Griselda. I love you. My beach, my bride, and Linda, the other bride, finishing up her last final today, so she can have a holiday break. All my guests who have been here today, no doubt for Slim Man. Thank you so much to our buddy, Mr. Tim, for hanging with us. And we'll see you on Thursday. Again, God willing. Thank you again. And thanks for listening to Hybrid Jazz.